Thank you very much, girls. If you possibly can, please do take a seat. Can I just say thank you so much for coming this morning? I am absolutely overwhelmed as I look out amongst you this morning, although I was taking notes of those of names of those who weren't joining in fully the Safe to Shore, and I will be writing to the next vicar about you. If you were here 11 years ago today, the church was looking forward with some anticipation and perhaps a little anxiety to the arrival of a new vicar. And at the back, there was a picture of the new vicar, and this is it. So those of you that don't know, my three boys were on the drums and the keyboard and the electric guitar this morning, still are. And haven't they changed? But have you noticed I haven't changed a bit? Not a tiny bit, not even an extra wrinkle. My goodness, I did look old then, 10 years ago, 11 years ago. I want to say just two things briefly to you this morning. The first is, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. As I've just been singing, I'm looking out and I see you and I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude at the privilege of being the vicar here. I've looked out and I've seen and I can see and I can remember stories, life that we've shared together. Sometimes really tough times when your babies have been ill in hospital and you've invited me in to pray for them. Times when you've been bereaved and you've invited me to talk and to listen and to take funerals. Times of great celebration of baptisms and weddings and so many other times. Times of walking in faith together. Sometimes tentative faith, sometimes just hanging on to the edge. And it has been such an incredible privilege. And I'm grateful and thank you. Thank you from Sue and the boys and now Joe for the way in which you've loved us and welcomed us as a family. But there's one other thing I want to say to you as you look to the future, because I think God's got great things in store for this community. And it's this, keep on. Keep on what? Well, just to help us think of some things we might keep on, we've got a Bible reading. I know some of you would be disappointed if I didn't have a Bible reading using a video clip for my last sermon here. So this is a reading, a Bible reading from Mark chapter 2, and it's one of my favourites. Listen carefully.
We're late.
Don't you complain when you're the one who kept stopping for lunch and morning tea and rest breaks and dessert short and... I'm sorry, man. I know this was important to you. Hang on. Levi, if you're afraid of heights, raise your hand. What? Yay!
Surely you will quote this proverb to me. Physician, heal yourself. And you will tell me you do heal. We have heard.
What?
Try and look.
Hey, look out.
What are you doing? When the sky was wet.
Sins? Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy?
Which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven? Or to say, get up and walk? Get up! Take your mat. Go home.
It's a great story, isn't it, of four friends bringing their friend who can't walk to Jesus. And Jesus changing everything, making the man whole inside and forgiving his sins and outside as well. I think it's a great story to think about. Here's another picture of what it might have looked like. And it is a story that is full of good news. It's full of good news. I want, though, this morning just to think for a minute about those four friends and what it was that made them bring their friend to Jesus. Four things, four or five things that I think we can learn from. The first is that they clearly cared for their friend. They were looking out to the needs of others. And the church community is called to be a people who look out to the needs of others. Fantastic to have so many of us gathered together this morning. But there are still thousands, even in Reigate and Redhill, who don't know the love of Jesus and his life-transforming good news. These friends care for their friend. I want to say, keep on caring. Keep on looking out to the needs of those who aren't yet members of a church. The next thing they do is they trust Jesus. They know, we don't know much about them, but they know that if they can get their friend to Jesus, something will happen. I don't know whether they thought, well, we don't have much faith, and maybe some of you think, well, I don't have enough faith. But they had a trust that Jesus was different, that something might happen. And they acted on that care and that trust. What did they do? They brought their friend to Jesus. And I think one of the ways that we could say we sum up the whole of the purpose of the church is to bring our friends to Jesus, to get to know him ourselves and then bring our friends to him. And I want to encourage you, St. Mary's and the Heath, to keep on bringing your friends to Jesus. Of course, it might be scary. I'd rather just keep Jesus to myself. But God says, no, don't do that. People will miss out if you don't bring your friends to Jesus. You might do that in lots of ways, just by praying for someone. I think when we pray for someone, it's like bringing them to Jesus and asking him to touch them and bring wholeness. It might be through inviting them to church or to Alpha or to one of our Sunday school groups or cells in the middle of the week. It might be just about talking about faith. These friends brought their friend to Jesus and everything changed for him. And the other things, two other things about these friends that I think we can learn. The first is they didn't give up. They didn't get there and think, oh my goodness, there's so many people. We're going to go home. Thank you to those of you standing at the back. You didn't decide to go to Costa and have a coffee. You said, no, we'll hang on in and see if there's something to celebrate. And these friends did exactly that. They said, we're not going to be stopped from bringing our friend to Jesus. And they took risks. They could have got into terrible trouble for breaking up the roof. I'm not suggesting you knock down the church building to get people in. But will you be a people in the next few years who take risks to bring people to Jesus? And as you do so, you will get to do what these friends did. They were able, we read at the end of the story, to celebrate, to worship God and say, wow, Jesus has made all the difference in the world, not only to our friend, but also to us. I'd love to leave you with this story. I'd love to leave you just thinking about what it might be to keep on doing these things. Keep on being a community that cares, that looks outwards. Keep on being a community that takes risks, that goes outside your comfort zone to tell people the good news about Jesus. Keep on trusting Jesus. However small your faith, when you put your trust in him, it will grow. Keep on bringing friends to Jesus. Don't give up and celebrate his life and his love. I'm going to finish with one more video clip, and some of you have seen this before, but it's another telling of the story. Interestingly, with Lego. from what we heard earlier. And as we watch this, I'd love you to think about one person. It might be a friend at school or a neighbour or a family member or someone who needs God's transforming power. Maybe someone who doesn't yet know what it's like to love Jesus and be loved by him. And as we just watch this, will you think of that one person and just in the next few moments, say a short prayer for them as a way of bringing someone this morning to Jesus. So let's pray as we watch this clip.